Welcome to the radio, dear friends. Being a beautiful day today, we moved our studio outside in the fresh air.
Praise the Lord.
Don't be surprised if you hear the birds and the dogs and the chickens.
We are in the countryside.
God bless you, Brother Joseph and Dora.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
I have some questions today concerning the world events. Can you tell us in two words, what are the latest events that are happening and how do you understand them from the Bible perspective?
Well, praise the Lord. On the news today, prophetic lately, it's nuclear Iran and Russia, which is Magog in the Bible, getting more and more powerful in the east, like Russia siding with Iran. That is Magog moving in into the east, which goes with the prophecy.
You're going too fast. We need to understand what is Magog and why Russia and Iran is Magog.
And what does it mean, nuclear Iran?
Well, no, Iran is not Magog. Russia is Magog in the Bible.
All right, can you explain it to us?
Okay, there is a big prophecy in Ezekiel 38 that says, in the first six scriptures, that Magog will move into the Middle East. It will be led by Gog. Gog is the name of the Antichrist. We understand this by the context of the Ezekiel 38 and 39. All right. Now, the name Magog you find in the oldest Bible's map. Also, a lot of modern Bible dictionary will tell you that Magog is Russia. All right. So Russia is moving in into the Middle East, siding with Iran, which according to Ezekiel 38, verse 1 until 6, Iran, which of course is written with the name of Persia, the old name, will move in together with Magog conquering Israel.
And when will this happen?
This will happen exactly after the rapture in the famous Battle of Armageddon, which we see also in Revelations 19:11.
So you're saying that Russia is making an alliance with Iran, who has nuclear weapons?
Well, it doesn't have nuclear weapons yet, but they want to.
Oh.
So they pretended to do like some kind of a civilian and nuclear plants, but it's kind of everybody knows they want to get nuclear weapons, and they already announced officially that they want to wipe out Israel off the map. And so they plan to do with the atomic weapons. Of course, we know by the prophecies that the one who's going to get the stick on the head is Iran, of course, according to the prophecies.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's not that I understand so
because
much.
Because God will protect Israel, you understand?
I don't understand always so much what's happening with the news. But I understand that Iran has something against Israel, but what about Russia? What does Russia have against Israel?
Well, traditionally, Russia has always been against Israel, since the days of Soviet Empire and communism.
Why?
Well, because Israel traditionally has been always on the side of America, backed up by America. And Russia and the Soviet has always been against America.
Okay.
So the friends of my enemies are my enemies.
I see.
Understand?
So Russia has it with the States, not with Israel.
No, but also against the Jews. There have been so many purges and the Jews persecuted in Russia. I mean, Russia, everybody has been persecuted, okay? They are Christian and they're non-Christian, they're Muslim and the Jews. Everybody is being persecuted in Russia except the communists. And even among the communists, Stalin killed some 90% of his closest associates at the top of the Politburo because he was afraid they were going to take his place. So it's like communism, Marxism, seems like they have zero friends.
And why is Iran against Israel?
Iran against Israel because since 1948, when Israel was founded, the Muslim countries, beginning with Egypt, all the way to Iran and Syria, etc., Turkey, they all made war against Israel. So there was like Israel was outnumbered like 1 to 100.
Is it religious hate they have against
Israel? Yeah, religious hate. And they lost the war. Okay, Israel won because Israel has the blessing of God. And then they repeated again a few years later in the famous Six Days War. And against the Israel outnumbered and everything. They didn't have many weapons from America, very little. And they still overcame all the nations, many Arab nations and Muslim were overcome and they lost against little tiny Israel. Because Israel cannot lose because it has the blessing of God. For 2,000 years, Israel has been desolated, a desert, abandoned. And 2,000 years of Muslim control, almost 2,000 years, maybe 1,500 years. Israel, there's been a desert. But it was only 1948 up that with the declaration of Israel being a Jewish state, that Israel began to blossom and became like the garden of the Middle East. They're exporting fruit and veggie and even modern technology, computerized technology, you know, the Intel that was made in Israel. So they're exporting everything all over the world because of the blessing of God.
How come they have the blessing of God since they are against Christ? I mean, how can God, they are against true. His son and they still that's have the true. Blessing of God, and we know they are not God's people today.
That's true.
So
that's
how can
true.
That be?
They're not God's people. Yeah.
So how can they have the blessing of God?
In Revelation 11, Jerusalem is called Sodom and Gomorrah.
So how can they have the blessing of
Sodom
God?
Sodom and Egypt is called. Well, it's because a remnant of the Jews will turn to Christianity, that's why. According to Zechariah 12 and 14, a remnant of the Jews will become Christians. And because of those who are future Christians, they have the blessing of God. In other words, the blessing of Abraham, the promises of Abraham given from God, they continue today in the carnal Jews, in the fleshy Jews, in the non-Christian Jews, in view of their conversions.
Now, you started by saying that Russia and Iran will invade Israel because it says Gog from Magog in Ezekiel 38
right,
will invade Israel.
Right.
How do you explain Russia having to do with the Antichrist, with Gog?
Well, first of all, it's not going to be Russia and Iran invading Israel. But if you go to Ezekiel 38, you have Ezekiel 38?
I can open
you can
it,
read,
yes.
Look, read the first six scriptures.
Yes.
And you'll understand more clearly.
Ezekiel 38 from 1?
Yeah, until 6.
All right. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, of the land of Magog, the prince of Rush, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rush, Meshech, and Tubal."
So don't forget this, okay? Gog is from the land of Magog, and the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Don't forget these three names,
that?
Okay? I'll get back to this in a minute. This is just something that just recently the Lord's been showing me.
Verse 4. "I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out, with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all speedily clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords."
So in other words, an army, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Verse 5. "Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet."
Army again.
"Gomer and all its troops, the house of Togarma, from the far north and all its troops."
Okay.
"Many people are with you."
All right, verse 8 also.
Verse 8. "After many days you will be visited. In the latter days you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate."
You got that? It says clear, against the mountains of Israel. Verse 16, it repeats.
16. "You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me, when I am hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes."
It is not what he's saying here.
Amazing. God is hallowed, glorified in the Antichrist?
Yeah, because we'll use the Antichrist to punish and purge Israel.
Amazing.
You see, Israel is both blessed, but also will receive a spanking. Now, I didn't finish. Now, go to Ezekiel 39, verse 23, as a third scriptures about Antichrist Gog invading Israel.
23.
Yes, 39, 23.
Yes. "The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of their enemies, and they all fell by the sword."
Understand? Verse 24 too.
"According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions, I have dealt with them and hidden my face from them."
So he explains why God will allow the Antichrist to invade Israel. Because of the sins of Israel.
Right,
because
yeah.
They crucified Jesus, reject Jesus for 2,000 years. Now they've been rejecting Christianity, etc., etc. All right. Not that Christianity is so much bad. Okay. Most of Christianity is just as bad as the Jews. In other words, most of Christianity is as Antichrist as any other pagan religion. Because true Christianity is very, very, very little today, okay? So you cannot compare today Christianity, most of Christianity, with the true Christianity because it's actually false Christianity. True Christianity today is a very small minority, very small. They know the national churches get
yes.
money from secular Antichrist government. That's not Christianity. That's just pagan.
So here the invasion of Israel is very clear by Gog, Magog, and certain other troops.
Exactly. It's very clear that Israel, a point we demonstrated that Israel will be invaded, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So let's go back to chapter 38 from verse 2. It says that Gog of the land of Magog. Magog, we already established, is Russia. You can see that in most dictionary. But then it says something interesting here. Chief prince of Meshech and Tubal.
Okay.
That's something that Jews recently understood. See, if you go to the Bible maps.
Yes.
Okay, Meshech and Tubal, which some people have interpreted as Moscow and Tobolsk, which are two cities in Russia.
Moscow and Tobolsk.
Yes. Moscow is the capital and Tobolsk is a city in Russia. So because of the similarity of the spelling, people are trying to make it fit here, but this is wrong. In fact, the Antichrist doesn't come from Meshech or Moscow and Tobolsk in Russia. So he comes from, he's the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal.
Okay.
Now, in every map, I study, I search everywhere like crazy. It does not fit into Russia.
So then what is it?
Okay, this is Georgia. Meshech and Tubal is Georgia, which was part of the Soviet Empire, and is between Russia today and Turkey.
Hmm.
So basically, it is from Magog, because it was part of Russia.
Georgia used to be part of Russia.
Yes, exactly, in the Soviet Empire. Mm-hmm. That's Shevardnadze, the foreign minister of Gorbachev in the days when the communist collapsed in 1989. Shevardnadze was from Georgia. So, and now there's been a war between Georgia and Russia. There was a war just a few years ago when the Russia sent their troops to protect the Russian minority, which was in Ossetia, I think, northern of Georgia. Okay, so what I'm trying to say here, it keeps repeating two times, verse 2 and verse 3, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. So, does this mean that the Antichrist comes from Georgia?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to prophesy that, but I want to draw your attention. Turn your eyes toward Georgia and be careful. Check if there is a personality, not only a personality, but a chief prince. Because it says in Daniel 11 that the Antichrist will become strong with the small people. Georgia is the smallest of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the smallest.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Nevertheless, it has some very fine brains over there. Again, Shevardnadze, okay, he was the foreign minister of Gorbachev. And Gorbachev and Shevardnadze, they were very, very, very closely and famous all over the world. They were the architect of the fall of the Soviet communist empire.
Mm-hmm.
All the communists collapsed when they were around. So they were very instrumental in the fall of the Soviet Empire. Not that they tried to push it down, but they were the ones that God used to make it fall down. I'm not sure if it was God or the devil, however, because I still have an idea that I don't know if it was God's plan for the communists to collapse.
Well, of course it's God's plan.
Well, apparently it seems like it was of God, but I'm not sure. Because you see...
Why? You're not sure?
Well, because that could have been the devil's trick. See, it came kind of undecided. Was it of God or not? It could have been very well a devil's trick to make horrible, terrible, radical, extremist, bloodthirsty, butchering, Marxist... communism, Gulag's communism, which had such a bad reputation of the world, nobody would want to do business with them. So maybe it was the devil's plan to make communism collapse, because it collapsed without any war. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It was almost like voluntarily, okay, with the blessing of the devil, you could say.
Hmm.
So because now Russia is officially socialist, which they still have the same square head, the communist, a Marxist square head, only they have with a little whitewash, they look a little bit democratic. They're not democratic at all.
It's
anybody who tried to candidate himself to try to be elected when Putin or runs, he ends up in jail or exiliated or killed. There was a guy, one of those guys just killed in England just a while ago. There is a guy still in jail. Okay, he was one of the richest in Russia, super rich. He tried to compete, he had TV station, he had everything. Tried to compete with Putin, controlled the KGB. He controls the KGB. He was a colonel of the KGB, okay, the right hand of Yeltsin. Took the place of Yeltsin, appointed, blessed by Yeltsin, and he became the president. You understand what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, so keep your eyes pointed, point your binoculars toward Georgia, Because he says Ezekiel 38 here is the chief prince. In other words, a big personality.
Yes.
Some big guy. I don't know if he's going to be the president or what. Because you see, the Antichrist is going to become the leader of Europe. So they will never appoint Putin to be the leader of Europe. You understand?
That's true.
Or Medvedev or a big shot. They'll appoint a little guy. You know, see, the capital of the European Union is in Brussels. Why? Because it's in Brussels, it's in Belgium. And Belgium is a small country. Just like every big meeting they do in Europe, they go to Rome and do it for two reasons. One is because it's prophetic. Roman Empire is dying and the new empire, Antichrist, is coming up. But another reason is because Rome and Italy, they are the emblem of the worldly mess. Nobody is worried about Italy. Nobody even by the stretch of an imagination think that Italy could take over Europe, much less Rome, which is the proverbial chaos of the world. Understand?
Yes.
Go to Italy. Italy is proverbial for spaghetti, laziness, disorganization, confusion. In Napoli, they don't go pick up the garbage anymore. They send it directly a line of bulldozers because the guy they collect the garbage once every few years. I mean, it's amazing.
I want to ask you that...
We really live in the last days of the Roman Empire. Level garbage, they hit bottom.
Now, knowing from other...
I'm Italian, so I'm an expert. Allow me to say that. So nobody complains, what do you have against Italy? I'm an Italian. I can testify the mess we have down there. Thank God for the sheep, and there are many sheep, they even write to us.
Knowing from other studies that the 10 horns are 10 European nations because they come from the old Roman Empire who will follow the Antichrist, I want to ask you, how come the...
You've been studying very well.
I've been here for a few years.
God bless
you. I want to ask you, how come that Europe will follow somebody from Georgia who's not in Europe?
Because, you see, when they appoint a president of a union, they always pick a weak person.
A weak person?
Yeah, a weak person. Like the Catholic Church is always appointing a pope just before they're ready to die. They're 60, 70 years old. Because those cardinals, they don't want somebody to change too much of the status quo around.
Yeah.
And they will complain that John Paul II lasted 30 years, so they appointed one, Benedict XVI, which had he was just about to go. In fact, he resigned as soon as he started. So it's the same story. They usually appoint... You know, like a leader who is not so strong, is not going to be a dictator, is not going to shake the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be somebody complaining and say, no, we don't want the president of England. France is going to say, we don't want the president of England.
Yeah, right.
And England is going to say, we don't want the president of France either. And Germany said, we for sure, or Poland, it's very much against Russia, we don't want the Putin to move his dictatorship over here.
So they choose a neutral person.
Just like they choose Rome and Italy as a place to meet, or Brussels or Luxembourg as the capital of Europe, because they're just very weak, you know. Notice that the capital of Europe is in Brussels. It's not Paris, London, Berlin, you understand?
Yes.
Okay, it's like England and America and company, they will never accept Adolf Hitler to be the leader of nothing, understand? They only accept him as the enemy.
All right.
So they'll appoint like a small country, Georgia. When Medvedev sent the tanks into Georgia to just fight against Georgia and protect the Russian minority, you know how long it took to overcome Georgia? I think it was 24 hours or 36 hours, just the time to move in. I mean, the guy sent a few thousand tanks. He sent more tanks than they were...
Citizens in Georgia, the enemy soldiers,
you understand?
Yes.
So it's like Georgia... is zero, like militarily. It's the perfect country to appoint somebody that nobody's afraid of. And that's the place that the devil could position is this politician who's going to eventually be possessed by the devil, see Revelation 13, to whom the dragon will give his seat, his authority, and great power, and all the world followed after the beast. See, the Antichrist is going to go to power by preaching peace, preaching love, just like some of these religious leaders today, they preach peace and love and love and peace, and everybody claps hands, and they elect them the man of the year. Understand?
So are you saying that the president of Georgia will be the Antichrist?
I don't know if he's going to be the president, but he will be like a prince. Prince of Mexican Tubal. Now, I'm not saying 100% it will be from Georgia. I'm just saying there is a very strong possibility that the Antichrist comes from Georgia.
Yes.
But it's not a prophecy. I'm not prophesying. I'm just saying, okay, what the Lord reveals me, and I'll tell you. Okay, but what the Lord doesn't reveal to me, I'll tell you. This is not exactly a revelation, at least not yet. I don't have confirmation from the Lord. So I'm going to present it as a very strong possibility. Understand?
So the point is that in the world news, what's going on today is that Russia is making an alliance with Iran. They are getting armed nuclearly. So this goes with the prophecy in the Bible that in the future they will invade Israel together with the Antichrist.
Yeah, they will invade for sure. Prophesied in Ezekiel 38, 39. Very good question. God bless you. You are a smart girl. You've really gone a long way.
I was just repeating what you said.
I remember when you knew nothing completely. You were a top, top cook, but in prophecy you had a long ways to go. So listen, in Ezekiel 38, 39, especially 38 from 1 to 6, it gives you a list of the nation following Gog, the Antichrist, leader of Magog, Russia. Russia, attention, it could include, Georgia was part of Russia. Understand? So it gives a list. Look, it says, Ezekiel 38, verse 5, the nation following the Antichrist is Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, Togarma. So Persia, of course, today is Iran. Ethiopia is Sudan, Eritrea, all those countries, like everything south of Egypt. You understand? Gomer, you can check the old Bible maps. That's that's Germany, the center of Europe. Gomer was center of Europe, all right? That's where Europe began in Germany, all right? And all these bands, which are today the number one country leading Europe is Germany, okay? Not militarily, but politically, okay, commercially. All these bands, like in other words, the European Union. And the House of Togarma, what is that? Check on the Bible map. That's Turkey, all right? So basically, you can see that these countries are already, all of them, into the Russian camp. Politically, the camps are divided like this. America on one side, England, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, this country on one side, it's called the West, or Canada, etc. Then there's the East, and that is Russia, the Muslims, China, okay? And now, slowly, Europe is moving to Russia, too, politically. In this, eventually, Gomer, Europe, Germany, Europe, will join together with Magog, Russia, and they, together with the Muslims, they're going to move into Israel. It's not going to be just Persia, Iran. It will be all these guys put together. Understand?
Yes. Thank you, Brother Joseph. It's really important to understand the news, not just listen to them and say, okay, the world is going so bad, but actually from the Bible understand what are we supposed to do.
Right.
And it actually makes the Bible alive. It's amazing.
Yeah, watch out when you read the Bible and it's a dead book.
God bless you. Thank you. We'll hear you more at this kind of live programs to understand the world events.
Amen. And everybody listen, I suggest a pen and paper, write down and preach it.
Amen.
Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
In Jesus' name.
To Timothy. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.